Okay. Sorry for the late start. All right, so Mohammed. So Lamed Vava Maralov Halacha Beis. Okay, cover us Hameis. Let me shut off my phone. Okay. If they bury the dead body, because now they're coming back from the burial, they're on their way to the Shura. Okay. If they can begin it and finish Kriya Shema before they reach the Shura, so yes, they should begin. Yes, it was. But there's a distance. They wouldn't set it up exactly right there. It would be let's say, you know, there would be clutter over there with the graves were. They'd have to walk out to a place where they could have an open area and have people standing in a shura. So there may have been time there, you know, plus they have Elam when they get themselves organized. Anyway, so if there's enough time to read it, fine. And if not, then don't. Now, what does Yaskilu mean over here? So, let's see. So what does it mean to complete it completely or just the yes, yeah, well, where does it say that Charedim says one pasuk? Yeah, there it is. Yeah, so it doesn't mean to actually finish Kriya Shema. It means the, like we keep saying, the minimal amount. Okay. This is really a basic question over here. Okay, let's finish the Mishnah first. Ha'aim din b'shura, the ha'pnimiyim p'turim, the ones that are standing in the shura, so the ones who are on the inside, that in other words, that there'd be lines of people, presumably double, triple, whatever it is. They would be chayev, the ones that there'd be potter, the ones on the inside row. Hachitonim, the outer ones, would be potter. Okay, so there are a couple of things we have to look into here. So first of all, I want to point out over here in footnote 5, he says that, you know, comforting Avelim is a form of Gemilas Chasad, right? So we're talking about the inyan of Isaac and Mitzvah Potter Ben HaMitzvah. Right? Mm-hmm. So if you're Isaac Mitzvah Patam and a Mitzvah, why are we talking about, if you can finish it by that time, yeah, good. Then if you can say a couple of psukim, say them. If you can't say it, so no, say them. Are you Isaac in the Mitzvah now or not Isaac in the Mitzvah? I mean, it seems to me like, you know, you don't measure Isaac in the Mitzvah step by step. Okay, this second I'm Isaac in the Mitzvah, the next second I'm not Isaac in the Mitzvah. Yeah, but here they're mamish in the midst of it, you know what I'm saying? So it's a funny thing over here.
The shura is not at the cemetery?
Yeah, it is.
But they finish the burial and they can say Shema before they get to the shura.
Yeah.
But not that much.
We're talking about one pasuk of Kriya Shema now.
Okay.
It's not that much.
One pasuk
is the minimal amount that we're that we said for what?
The pasuk of Shema Yisrael, or any?
Yeah, we're talking about Kriya Shema here. So the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, or the first three, we said the kavon is ma'akev. So that would be, remember, we said this is Kriya Shema Shor Yehuda Anasi when he's giving shir. They said when he covers his eyes, when the guy was giving shir, somebody else would be saying it over out loud. So he would. That's when he. That was Kriya Shema Shor Yehuda Anasi. Remember the Gemara. So that is a bare minimum. Yes, this is Shema Shel Shacharis. Rabbeinu Yonah implies that the mitzvah of comforting mourners after the burial completely supersedes the recitation of Shema, exempting the people who are headed toward the consolation road, even if the final time of Shema will pass. Okay, so that's an important note. Okay. Now, the next thing I want to point out here is we're talking about a difference between the inner row and the outer row. Okay. Now, what's the difference? Because it says here in footnote 6, it says that the people standing further back in the outer row cannot speak to the mourners anyway. So there's no reason to exempt them from reciting the Shema. This is the crux of the issue here. When I'm involved in a mitzvah, do I look at the fact that I'm involved in the mitzvah to be the only defining thing about my involvement? In other words, what I'm trying to say here is like this. How much do I matter? The oval, can he see me? Can he not see me? It's like you go to a chassan. So, you know, does the chassan know I'm here? He doesn't know I'm here. There's 500 other people here. Who cares whether I'm here or not here? So I won't go to the chassan altogether. You know, that's the way we think about it, right? But if you do go to the chassan, are you being leisik in a mitzvah? Yeah, I think you are. It doesn't matter that the chassan knows you're there or not, know you're there. I don't think it makes a big difference. The fact that you're involved in the mitzvah of kfura, does it make a difference whether the oval knows you're there and can actually speak to you or not? This is what I'm finding very interesting about. All of a sudden, we introduce this idea that what you accomplish in the act is playing a role. The pneumium are potter and the chitzonium are chayef. That's a very interesting concept over here. I would have said, everybody who's here in the shura are all being Menachem Oval. Who cares whether they're actually seeing them, not seeing them? They're all involved. So you're saying it's Eshel Kaim Shneim, and the inner people are not Eshel Kaim Shneim because it's a chutzpah for them to be covering their eyes while the Kavilim are going by, right? That kind of defeats the purpose. Okay. I find this very interesting. It's a very interesting Mishnah.
We did just see that everybody's considered by an autumn battle, it's like a mace mitzvah for everyone.
Yes. We did see that. Okay. I think if you don't mind, let's take a look at just one more moment to spend on this. In the Rosh Cirillo on the bottom of the page, he has a very interesting discussion here. See in the Mishnah, it says, Ad shelo yagiyu l'shura, ba'an shei ha'shura k'mayim. We're talking about people in the shura. K'shelo hegi adayim, they haven't reached, the Avelim haven't reached, nobody's reached the shura yet. V'harambam pirish, l'chol ha'om chayzer. This is referring to everybody. To eskim mitzvahim, kivin d'barn l'nachim. I think the Rambam is pointing out here at this point. Everybody is involved in the mitzvah, and therefore they're all potter, as in the case of Chayv, in this case of Upir Shabin Ohaigon. This was the original custom. What they would go is right after the four, they'd go to the what is called the Sada Baichin, the field of crying, so to speak, for Hespedim. Now, there would be different levels. Krayvav, Vareyav, Umachavdav, Yosim and Hakol, those were his relatives, his close friends. Those were Shura Rishana, those were the first row. Shura Acharas, the next row. Mishuhu Imo, Ubahav Vaso, Ubachvodo, Pachas Mehen Mat. They would be a little bit less, right? Shlishes, the third, Mechvodo, they came in for his honor. Pachas Min HaRishon, in other words, I call them the tourists, okay, whatever. But they're there for the covet of the mace, right, so to speak. So you have these three levels of, you know, everybody, in other words, a person has to know their place. If you're there to give tanchumim, not everybody's the same. If you're a very close friend, you belong in the inner row. If you're not a close friend, you don't belong in the inner row. Stay away from the inner row. That was the minhag. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Zokta Gemara, Tani. So now this is a general directions for when do you start a Levaya. So it's telling me that if it's close to the Zman of Kriya Shema, so don't start the Levaya. It's close to sunrise. Let the Oilam daven Kvasikin. And after the daven Shacharis, then we'll start the Levaya, right? Ella Mkain Higdimu Shach, unless they go back an hour, so you have plenty of time. So by the time you finish the Levaya, you'll have time to daven. Olim Icharu Shah Achas, or wait until after the sunrise and Vasikin has happened already. Kadesh Yikuv Yispal, everybody will have time to daven before the Levaya. So the Gemara is asking a question. Then if that's the case that they always were careful about the Zman Kriya Shema, why does it say in the Mishnah, this example, that they buried the guy and they're on the way to the Shura, and if they have time to say Kriya Shema, they shouldn't. If not, they did. It sounds like they hadn't said Kriya Shema, but at the time of Kriya Shema is right now. That should never happen because we either did Levaya early or we did Levaya afterwards. Why is this happening? That's the Kasha of the Gemara. I mean, it's going to be the obvious answer. Tiposer, so Gemara says, the answer is very simple. Bilein Dava Sovereign Dispeon, they thought they had time. And things got delayed, whatever reason, the last minute, and now they ran out of time. So that's the case of the mission. No, we're talking about the Menachem here. Yeah. So
there's reason I think you have to be aware of
the class. That's correct. Yeah, you should make a cash. Tani ha-hesped, which is really the machbed, the person who's giving the hespedim. Chol ha-sukim be-hesped, mafsikim le-kriya shema, they have to stop for kriya shema. They mafsikim le-tfila, they don't stop for tfila. Ma'isa ha-ya, now this is actually going to be machlekes, we're going to now quote a machlekes, the chacham disagree with this first shita. The first shita of the b'raisa holds you not mafsik for davening. These rabbosenu, hefsik rabbosenu le-kriya shema le-tfila, they were mafsik for tfila as well. So let's focus on the first part of it. So it says that even if you're involved in the hesped, everybody has to stop if it comes time for Kriya Shema, right? So that seems to contradict our Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Mikol Mahasav Ligmar, it says if we can finish before we reach, why are there bugs? If you're able to reach the Shura and finish Kriya Shema before you reach the Shura, so that then you should try to finish Kriya Shema. Well, what do you mean? That sounds like, but if you can't, then just get to the Shura and forget about Kriya Shema. And now we're saying that the person who's saying the Hesped is Mamash Mafshik in the middle of the Hesped and he says Kriya Shema. So what's going on? Do you understand Stira? It's a little subtle, the Stira. One place it says that even if you're involved in the Hesped, you have to stop and say Kriya Shema. And the other place, the Mishnah seems to indicate, as long as you can say Kriya Shema before you reach the Shura, you should say it. But if you can't, then don't bother saying it, which means you're completely exempt once you're involved in the Shura. Well, the Masbid and the Shura seem to be the same level as far as this goes. So what's going on? It was exactly what we just said from the Rabbeinu Hai, right? We read it in the Rosh Sirla just a second ago, that took place right after the Kvura in the state Bochum.
So the mitzvah that they
would
be doing is still Menachal after the Kvura.
Yes. Yes. It would be Hespedim and being Menachem, both things. Yeah. So that's the question. So the Gemara says, Masnisa b'yom harisha. So our Mishnah, when it says that if they can complete it before, they should say it, but once they hit the shore, then at Patra, that's the first, like the right after the burial. So that's the intense, they call it the intense, what do you call it? The anguish of the mourning is at its peak, it says in footnote 13. So then the comforters and the maspidim are indeed exempt from Kriya Shema, because that's when their services are truly needed. This is striking home that message. This is just not, it's not enough to just say you're involved in a mitzvah. It has to be an oif to from what you're doing. Umayda Tari Tana Bayom Hasheni, it's the second day and beyond. So there it's not so intense, and therefore
only in the shura by the cemetery.
There's no right. That's correct, but in terms of the maspidim, so the hesped kol ha'iskim hesped, so that statement that they have to stop, that if it's on the second day they have to stop if Zman Kriya Shema has approached. Amar Shmuel bar Avduma. Now we're going to get kind of like we mentioned the idea of stopping when there's enough time, so we're going to go completely off subject now, and we're going to talk about another case where someone is coming into a shul, very typical case, and you're late for davening. And the issue is, should I start Shmona Esrei because the tzibah is already davening Shmona Esrei? How much can I get done in Shmona Esrei on my own? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Avduma, Zeshu Nichus the Beis HaKnesses Sumitzon, Oindem Nibus Palin. If you come into shul and you find everybody's davening, Miodeya Hushu Masav Gamra Shal Yasl Shliach Tzibur, if you know you're going to be able to start Shmona Esrei and finish Shmona Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur finishes, right? Kedei la'anos acharov amen, in order to be able to say amen, yispalal, then you can daven. V'imlav, but if you can't finish your own personal Shmona Esrei by the time you could say amen, in his chazras hashatz, you shouldn't, ayispalal, you shouldn't daven. So the Gemara says, meza amen omer, which amen are you referring to? Magen Avram, talking about Chaim Mason, which amen are you talking about? So train Amaram, there's two Amaram who have a much like us about this. One says it's Shamea Tfilah. One says it's Hakal Kadosh, right? Chanam Ramein Shafal Kadosh. Chanam Ramein Shashamea Tfilah. So the Gemara says it's Zoma Chalkis, Amaram Pinchas Lo Pligi. They're not arguing. Mandamar Va'amein Shakal HaKadosh. The one that says Amein of Hakal HaKadosh, that's talking about Shabbos. So on Shabbos, there's no Shamea Tfilah, obviously. So you have to be able to finish by the Amen of Akela Kodesh. And the one that says Shemei Tfilah, he's talking about B'chol, it's talking about a weekday. Now, I mean, it's kind of like, if you're gonna miss Akela Kodesh, then you're surely going to miss Shemei Tfilah. I mean, I don't understand this answer. I found this answer very strange. What are the options? The option is I have to be able to finish my essay before he reaches the Amen of Akela Kodesh. So what's the difference if it's Shabbos, if it's the weekday? That's the first Amen. That's the one I have to be able to be finished by.
So no, what do you say on the weekday? It's okay. It's okay.
On the weekday, it's also not.
No, it's the Amen before Ritzay.
So what is the shear? Do I have to? In other words, are you telling me that on the weekday, even though I'm going to miss Hakel HaKadosh Amen, I can still start my private Shemot Esrei since I'm going to make the Amen of Shemei Tfilah?
Yeah.
That's what it says, sounds like, but that's very strange. And the English says, all agree, however, that a latecomer may not begin his prayer if this will cause him to miss either of the two Amens. So that
depending on what day it is.
It says either of the two. What do you mean, depending on what day it is?
If it's a Shabbos, then we're talking about Hakel HaKadosh.
That's the first one.
Right. And if it's a weekday, then we're talking about Shemei Tefillah.
What about Hakel HaKadosh? What happened to that one? You have to finish by the time, you have to be able to finish one Esther by the time he gets to Hakel HaKadosh. That's way
talking on Shabbos.
What's the difference? You have to be able to say Amen to Hakel HaKadosh. I understand this Gemara. This Gemara, I don't know. Maybe that's a mistake.
They're trying to recognize
So I mean, I thought it was always Kedusha. You have to finish before the Kedusha.
Very good, very good. What you're familiar with, and if you look at footnote 19, he mentions that if you look in the Gemara Brachos on Aleph on the base, there the Gemara Taka says the words Kedusha and Modim. You have to be able to finish your private Shemona Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Kedusha. That's what it says in our Gemara Bavli. Here in the Yerushalmi, it says the Amen of Kel HaKadosh. So there's two different things which are being thrown out here, but the truth of the matter is it's true for both. You have to, the nafkamina would be, if let's suppose you heard Kedusha, let's say while you're walking in the hall, you heard Kedusha from the 7:30 minion, and then you walked away, you walked into the shul, the 8 o'clock minion, and if you're not going to be able to get to the Amen of Kel HaKadosh, even though you're going to miss Kedusha, it doesn't matter because you heard Kedusha already. So that could be a nafkamina, but you're right. Under normal conditions, you'd have to have Kedusha as well.
Saying that if you missed the Rei Akel HaKadosh, you have to be able to make sure that you can do Shomayat Tefillah. That's how he explains it. He says that they can think it. Because like you're saying.
Oh, I see. You're walking in so late. Of course, that's simple. All right, that you're pushing. You're right. That's the shot. He walks in so late that he walks in and he's hearing him say Atachoni. Now you want to start Shmona Esrei. Very good. You have to be done by Shomea Tefillah. That's correct. That's the trap. Correct. Thank you. It's again, though, you're saving me. Is the Hebrew saving me? Yeah. Once again. Shkoya. 18 says it?
English.
Oh, I missed it. Sorry about that. Okay, 18. Next, I have to go over the audio and erase all this stuff, all those mistakes. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, how you call them Shor Achas? If they were all, there's one thing I wanted to say over here. There's a very interesting, one second, I want to go back for one second, because there's a very interesting Haredim over here. I know it's a little late, but there's a very interesting Haredim over here. He quotes a Taisvist. See where he says, Amen shall call a Kaddish Harasha Taisis, Hevi Yushami Zeh, they bring this Yushami, and they say, Lakach Yeshli Zoher, Anos Amen, Ba'Kal Kaddish, Shagam, Amen, Amen, Shemei Atil. The person should be very careful, say Amen by those two. Klamar, Zeh, Hirus Gedoloi, Ma'o Yosem Rishar Amen. You have to be more careful about the Amen of Akal Kaddish Shemei Atil than all the other Amen, right? But Avon Mishuma, Nias Kedusha, Im Shliach Tzibur, he's kind of referencing your question, Joey, but as far as Kedusha was concerned, the Yerushalmi wasn't worried about that because the Yerushalmi holds like the Shita that holds, you could say Kedusha even be a Chivas. There's such a Shita, anyway. But the Rashba says, the Mishnah Megillah says you have to have 10 people. So how can he argue on that? Very easy, but Farish Rashi, and he says, Rashi says, the Hochaki Kamashim is Paul B'tachatzibra Omer Kadosh. What he means by that is like this. There's machlokas Rashi and Taisus, and Taisus brings the Rashi and Chafalchum base in Brachas. Rashi in Sukkah, famous Rashi says that if I'm the middle of Shmona Esrei, private, and the Shliach Tzibur is up to Kedusha, Rashi says you should just stop and listen, and I'll Shomei Kona, you'll be Yotze with the Kedusha. Taisus over there argues, and Rashi says no, if you're going to say Shomei Kona, then just like you say you're Yotze the Kedusha, it's a hefsek also. For the Shmona Esrei, for your price, so you shouldn't stop and listen. Taisus holds you should continue reading. You shouldn't stop and listen. We paskin like Rashi, right? So what the Rashba is saying is that's why the Yerushalmi wasn't worried about Kedusha, because the Yerushalmi held like Rashi, and therefore if the Sibra gets up to Kedusha and you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, what are you worried about? You'll just stop and listen, and it'll be as if you said the Kedusha some Mela. We took care of that problem. That's why the Yerushalmi is only worried about the Amen. So obviously you see a big yesod here, but to just hear Shemaya Ka'one on the Amen, that will not work. And you have to work out why is there a distinction between the Kedusha and Amen. Shemaya Ka'one will work for the Kedusha, but it won't work for Amen. Well, that's not time for right now. Okay. Mike. So Tony, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, HaKoyim Kulam Shura Achas. They're all waiting in a single row. Home the Mishum Kovid, Chayav. Those who are out of respect, they have to say Kriyashma. Again, this is like I mentioned to you before, there's different people who come for different reasons. If you're there, I'll Kovid Ameis, a general, generic mitzvah of Kovid Ameis, so they're Chayav. Mishum Avel, but if they're there because they know the mourner, so then they're Ptur. It's a different level. Yardulispod, if they go down to say Hesper, Haron Pnim, in the inside, their potter, like we said before, they don't see them, so therefore they're chayav. Heve, so now we're on Lamed Vav base. I'm going to just rush through this a little bit because this Gemara is a little bit funny. I want to skip for a second. I usually don't do this, but in order to make the Gemara make any sense, I just want to show you where it says. Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrona. I think, does it say it over here? Yeah. If you skip to the last paragraph over here, Amar Rav Chanina, or Rishona, it describes the Rishona first. Or Rishona hayu mishpachos omdos avelim over. In the beginning, the mishpachos would stand still, and the avelim would walk by in front of them. Misha Ravas tachoros bitziparin. When rivalry began, I mean, there was apparently rivalry about who would stand where, you know, it would be certain, like it would be covered, you know, the people who were the most covetous, they would stand in this position. And there was apparently machlokas. So who would get to stand in the front? So they decided, you know what, let's change it. Let's have the avelim standing still. Let's just have the people walking by. That way everybody's the same. Everybody's walking by saying, you know, hamakam, hamakam, hamakam. There's no difference. It's just one line of people. So his going to be yosim of halacha shuvah mishpachas over so havein lomdim. So that was the achrona. Okay, Amar Reb Shimon the Tosefta, Reb Shimon of Tosefta said chazu hadavarim liyoshna. Ultimately, they went back to the original state, the way we do it today, where the mourners go by. But so when we're going to say the words Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achrona in the beginning of the Gemara, this is what we're referring to. The Rishona was the way we do it today, that the Avelim were walking through the Shura. The Achrona was that the Avelim were standing still and the other people were walking by. So that's what, let's go back to the beginning now. Heve, so it comes out. Hadod Desinim, this one she says in the Mishnah. Ho'indim Mishor Haptimim, Keturim, Hachitzonim, Chayovim, that the insides are part, the inside row is part, and the outside is Chayev. That's it's a question of whether we'll garis this or not. Let's be garis it for now. That'll be Mishnah Achrona, right? Hadodatani. Mm-hmm. Why is that Achrona? Because the people walking by, I guess.
It's problematic that it's Achrona. Yeah. It sounds like
Rishona, right? Yeah,
there's no inside and outside if they're walking by.
Right. If the Menachemim are walking by, it wouldn't be inside and outside. So one. Let's see when we do this. Are we going to? I want to just see how we're going to learn this exactly. The Haredim has a long shot over here. I had a little trouble with this. The outer ones are obligated. That will be, maybe he's erasing it completely. I'm not sure. Hadad the Tani Ha'imda Mishum Kavod Chayav Mishum Avel Peturim. And that's going to be Mishnah Rishona. That'll be the original that the comforters are in place and the mourners are passing by. Vahidas Ninon Tamon. Let's learn it like this. So let's learn when it says Mishnah Rishona, it's going back on all of these. I guess that would be the pshat, right? Hadad Asinon, the first pshat, the first quote of the Mishnah, and the second pshat, Hadad Atoni, both those quotes are coming out like the Mishnah Rishona. And we'll work it out in a second. V'haid Asinon Talmon, and that which we learned over there, Kishu Menachem Asacherem, when the Kohen Gadol would comfort others, all the people would pass in front of the mourners. There would be somebody appointed who would be the assistant to the Kohen Gadol. He would stand between the Kohen Gadol and the people. And so there, the people obviously are walking by. That's Mishnah Achrona. So that was working with the subsequent way in which the mourners were standing still. So basically that's what this is doing. It's basically setting up two brises and explaining the setup so that it makes sense based on the two minhagim that appeared at different times. So we'll do the so the people, so like we said, when you have multiple shuros, that's going to be when the avelim are walking by. And when you have the case over there with the Kohen Gadol, there you obviously have the people walking by. So the difference would be whether it's Mishnah Rishon or whether it's Mishnah Akron. That's basically the idea. Yeah, it's accomplishing the same thing, but it's just a different approach on how to do it. Okay, so that's it for today. We'll continue halacha going tomorrow. Yitzhak Hashem. Hopefully, it'll be a little bit a little easier.